passionate instigator and dynamic problem solver, Dr. Kevin Ross Emery, the host of the Dr. Kevin Radio Show, will be taking you outside the box, behind the curtain, and identifying the load of BS we are fed every day. And now, Dr. Kevin.
Hello, 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 and welcome to this week's edition of the Dr. Kevin Show here on Om Times, where we're changing the world, wait for it, one Om at a time. And as always on the Dr. Kevin Show, we try to bring you a wide variety of people that bring in all sorts of different ideas and insights and opportunities for you to grow. We also invite you to be part of the conversation. You may do that in one of two ways. You may call in at 202-570-7057. Again, that's 202-570-7057. Or you may go to facebook.com/mydrkevin, M-Y-D-R-K-E-V-I-N. You will see tonight's show posted right at the top of the page. And if you would rather type in your question or comment, you're welcome to do that. Also, by coming to that page, you will see all the information about tonight's guests. You'll see all the click links. You will be able to be an internet stalker with all the information we have provided for you. And so that being said, remember, you only get to complain by what's going on in the world if you're willing to stand up, speak out, and do something about it. If you're just going to be an armchair critic, shove a pillow in your mouth, one of the ones you're not leaning against, because I don't want to hear it if you're not willing to do anything about it, if you're not willing to talk about it, if you're not willing to stand up and be counted. That being said, we have a lot of interesting things going on, and we're already in the 2020 elections, even though we're not halfway through 2019. The political season seems to be a never-ending set of nausea. So as those of you who may be joining us for the first time, this is when I do my hot topic, which means it's something that either makes warms the cockles of my heart or gets me hot and bothered under the collar. This today's one, and I like when I can do one of these, there's a little cockle warming and there's a little bit of, you know, collar heat. I talked a lot last week because, you know, the first show of the month often is political because we have Matt Connerton on from Matt Connerton Unleashed. And in that, you know, I mentioned that I was starting to really have a lot of affair with Mayor Pete Buttigieg, who is one of the Democrats that are running. He has really been making some pretty powerful statements about faith, about the hypocrisy of the evangelical Christians. He tries to not get into name-calling, per se. He's trying to make it about what we need to do and where we need to go. But, of course, he gets interviewed, and they go, well, why do you think blah, blah, blah? And he calls him as he sees him. I just read that Karen Pence had a fit because, you know, he seems to be getting brownie points going after her husband for no necessary reasons. So this is an openly gay man married to his husband in a state where he had once upon a time Governor Pence passing such a invitation to discriminate and hate the LGBTQ community that they had to actually, after it passed, roll it back because the state was going to lose so much business and so many people that wouldn't do business there, because it was such a horrible bill. Somehow she doesn't think that that gives Mayor Pete the right to comment on her husband's homophobia. And hers seems to appears to be even worse. So it kind of gets me a little hot under the collar that somehow holier-than-thou pretend Christians that only want to preach the hateful messages of Christianity and none of the positive ones, you know, get to think that they get to be, oh, boo-hoo-hoo, I'm getting picked on. And it warms the cockles of my heart that we actually have him as now listed third, Mayor Pete Third in the Iowa, behind Biden and Sanders. And he's coming up, and he's all over the place, and he's speaking a lot of truths about a lot of hateful people that are hiding behind their Christian nobility. And I just, that just warms those old cockles up so we could burn some marshmallows on. So that being said, that's tonight's hot topic. We're going to introduce tonight's guest, and he's going to get to weigh in on that hot topic, and then he's going to jump to the Dr. Kevin Hoops. Tonight's guest is somebody that I actually know personally and have met a few times, and we've crossed paths and have mutual friends, and it's none other than Chris Gibson. He is a five-time best-selling author, natural skincare expert, holistic health coach, and a show host in his own right. He does have his own radio show, which he's never invited me to be on, just so you know, but that's okay. Chris is the author of the internationally best-selling book, Acne Free in 3 Days, selling over 1 million copies and counting. Chris has been popularly featured on CBS, ABC Family, Fox News, The Daily Buzz, numerous lifestyle television and radio shows, and he's just launched a successful lifestyle show on YouTube called Chris Gribbins Live. And new skin and a new skincare line called Clear Revolution. We have a whole bunch of links that you can catch him on there, but we're going to give you one, which is ChrisGibsonLive.com. But we have a ton of them if you want to go to My Dr. Kevin. Chris, are you there?
I am here.
Weigh in. What do you think of poor Mike and Karen Pence? They're getting picked on because of their absurd Christianity. What are your thoughts?
Well, you know, that's a great question for me, because I come from the idea that, you know, things need to be plain spoken, and I think that the fact that they have a problem with him being plain spoken is kind of interesting. It's a little bit hypocritical. Not to allow another person to publicly comment when you have done the same thing. So, I mean, he's, you know, the thing I like is that this is, call it as I see it, but it's not the low road type of stuff. It's not mudslinging. And I think that we've seen time and time again that people in positions of power who have used a lot of mud to get where they are don't like it too much. When they can't, because it's not an equal playing field. When you're able to be, when you're able to be put your message forth very clearly, without being condescending, that takes real intelligence. It doesn't take a lot of intelligence to sling mud. So I guess I just insulted the vice president, but that's kind of the way I feel about it.
Well, I think that you've probably just insulted a lot of Washington D.C. Good for you. I'll give you a second chance to see if you can include and insult all of them. I don't think this is a greater group to insult. when I look at all the double standards, all of the benefits they get, and all the things they're treated to while they're screwing over the American people, I think every last one of them should, you know, what did Shakespeare say? The first thing you do is drown all the lawyers. I'd substitute the politicians in Washington right now, because they keep on, you know, putting themselves the best benefits and the best pay raises and the best protections, and they keep on setting it up to make it hard to get into the circle so that they can keep cashing the lobbyist checks. So no sympathy over here.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you know, and I think the thing that reason that you saw the response, I think a lot of people are not responding to him because they don't want to give him any attention, and they know that particular kind of response would do that. I think the reason that was a response that came from them is because they have played the game of, we'll sit back in the corner and not say much, and then people will leave us alone, and we'll try to be like the shadow. You think about all the publicity that you've seen, the meetings that they've been involved with, they've tried to not be visible, or the back of the wall, back of the room kind of thing, quiet. And that's a game. And so when you call someone out, they come out swinging when they've been playing that game, because you just threw a bunch of light on them that they didn't want. So it doesn't surprise me that there was a response like that.
Yeah, it is kind of interesting. And, you know, and I've been saying for a couple of years now about the Christian hypocrisy And so I don't know. Have you seen any of the Mayor Pete stuff, or do you completely stay out of the politics?
No, I don't say I don't. I keep the political stuff out of my work as far as working with people, because, you know, I want to help everybody who wants help. So I don't really care about that part of it. But personally, no, I'm very I'm very plugged in to what goes on. And I take a wait and see with all of these folks, even the ones that I initially like, because I think, you know, if you're going to approach politics, you know, legitimately, you have to give things time to percolate and evolve so that you really get to know someone. I didn't know anything about him until about 2 months ago. And I am watching as people I know are discovering who he is. So I feel very positive about it. I think that I see a lot of the qualities in communication style and inclusivity that we saw with Obama. So I think there's a natural connection that transcends some people's initial reactions to his lifestyle or whatever has got going on. But, I mean, the lifestyles that we have being going on in D.C. are pretty wild. Yeah, they're pretty crazy. So I don't think that's going to be a problem that stands in his way at all. It might with the religious right, but it's not going to with the general public, I don't think at all. So I think what people are looking for are two things. And this is, I have a lot of Republican friends and family, and they're tired of the chaos. And Democratic friends and family are tired of the chaos. And independent people like me are tired of the chaos. So I think someone who can come in and be plain spoken and you know, research or facts back up the fact that they are who they say they are, and they can lean on that, I think is refreshing. So I think he's just no surprise that he would come up, because, you know, the ones that we're hearing from now, Sanders and all this, the same story we heard before, and they didn't win. So there's going to be that thing about, well, do I want to put, you know, my energy behind someone who wasn't able to win the last time for whatever reason that you think they didn't win? See, I told you I could talk about this stuff. You really open the doors when you start talking to me. But,
that's good.
I think there's great. I think we're going to see some great stuff. And I think what's nice is that it obliterates so much of the stereotypical idealism around what the gay lifestyle is. I mean, it just obliterates that completely. So it's really nice to have that out in the public space and gaining attention, and you know, it's got momentum. So I'm all for it. You know, I made the comment today in a private stuff that I'll help them pack if they want to leave the country and go to Canada. I think that was the headline today, that they're, if someone like him won, they're, oh, well, we'll just go to Canada. We'll, you know, the same thing that we heard when Hillary lost. So I was like, well, I'll be the first one in D.C. to help them pack. So
yeah, well, anyway, yeah. I think that I think that Canada was probably more excited about the people that were going to move there because Hillary lost and Trump won than they'd be about Buttigieg winning and Trump losing. I think they might decide to close the northern border.
Yeah, they don't want them.
They don't want them. We can send them. We can send them to Mexico and let the immigration people, the immigrants, take care of them. Okay. So now moving right along, you talked about that you liked his clarity and how clear he was on things. So speaking about clarity and you know, things that are nice and clean and natural, like skincare, let's move into the part of the segment where do you want to take our listeners about anything? Doesn't have to be about any of your books. It doesn't have to be about any of your products. It can be anything in the world. Where would you take my listeners outside the box?
Yeah, I do. In fact, it's interesting because, as you can imagine, with a YouTube show, I do a lot of research. And today, I was reading an article which just plays into my general feeling right now of how Americans, in particular, are oversold on just so much crap, as you like to call it. That nothing is what it seems it is or does what it promises it does. And there was a study that came out, and I think this is really important for people to know, and it has nothing to do with my products, but it does have to do with what's sitting in the shelves on people's shelves as far as supplemental things that they're taking to improve their health. That's a billion, that's more than a billion, I think it's $17 billion industry. $30 billion for supplements in and of themselves across the board. And we're spending all this money on supplements that don't work. You know, there's been an undercurrent of that for some time where many of the weight loss and, you know, health and fitness guys have had these supplements that are kind of crazy and made people sick, and that made the news. But it wasn't until recently that a study that just came out, 30-year study, by the way, 30 years, to show the efficacy of the supplements that we all spend money on to try to better our health. And that's a load of crap. How's that for that?
You're skipping right to the. So now it was the supposition that no supplements help, or?
No, actually, tell me more about So what I'm talking about is, and I'm gonna tell you something that I saw a long time ago, and I won't name the name so I don't want to get in trouble. But the reason this is important is because supplements do not work that are processed to the nth of the earth. So like they're just so processed, they're not. And then the mix of ingredients, so this way your listeners don't even have to read the article. The mix of ingredients and supplemental items like calcium and things like that that you're getting, when they are not retrieved from food, they don't interact in the body exactly the same way. They are not absorbed the same way. They do not nourish you the same way. So the supplement then needs to be green, you know, like smoothies, those kinds of mixes. Green drinks are really good. Food obviously is the main thing. It's the answer, is making sure that you have a balanced diet, that you're getting the nutrients you need. And I know that takes work, and you got to read labels, and you got to understand all of that stuff. But you know, it's your health you're talking about. And since the right wants to die, it's insurance. The only way we're going to live, right, is if we eat right. So, you know, definitely you got to understand what you're putting in your body and if it works or not, and you're spending dollars on that. So yes, green type supplements work, you know, that can be made into a drink, but you're never going to replace, what this is showing is you're never going to replace food that you eat with a supplement that's going to give you the same benefits. It's just not going to, because the body doesn't treat it the same way. And they've proven that now with the study.
So, yep, and we'll be right back with Chris Gibson here on the Dr. Kevin Show.
Conscious Media for Conscious Minds. Om Times. Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going On? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
Imagine being fired because of who you love. Imagine being denied medical treatment because of who you marry. Imagine being evicted because of who you are. Millions of Americans don't have to imagine this. They have to live it. Because in 31 states, it's legal to discriminate against LGBT people. Get the facts at beyondido.org. Brought to you by the Gill Foundation and the Ad Council.
Hello, 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 and welcome back to the Dr. Kevin Show here on Om Times. Tonight's guest is award-winning author Chris Gibson. He has over five-time best-selling author, natural skin care expert, holistic health coach, show host, and friend. No, actually, I'm not sure. Is the last one okay to say, Chris? Oh, I'm sorry. And if you'd like to be part of tonight's conversation, you can call in at 202-570-7057. That's 202-570-7057. Or come to facebook.com/mydrkevin, M-Y-D-R-K-E-V-I-N. And we have all sorts of ways in which you can chase Chris down. Or you can leave your comment here. And if you have left your comment on one of our replays, because there'll be six more replays of this show over the next week, I will get your question to Chris, and he will still jump on and answer it. I'm sure he will. Right, Chris?
Oh, absolutely.
There you go. So I wanted to kind of build off what you were saying. You were talking about, the thing is that supplements are always a dicey game, and I use supplements in my practice. As a medical intuitive, and as a spiritual catalyst. And, you know, one of the things I always empower my people to do is to learn how to test for the supplements to see if the body wants them. Make sure I know that I only have limited, that I personally verified brands that are not overprocessed, that are not done in huge batches.
Right.
'Cause that's the other problem. You know, when found out that, they would do a barrel, a huge, huge barrel full of the supplements. And then only when they bottled them did they start the countdown to the expiration date, but they might have sat there for a year.
That's right.
But they don't text.
That's right.
Yeah. There's all sorts of little things, but, you know, we go back to this, what your body recognizes as food. And that's why Western medicine, even when it's based on nature, natural remedies, what they do to it makes the body, that's why you get side effects, is because the body sees it as poison, as something that's it's inorganic. And so, you know, if you take white willow bark, your body is going to process it differently than aspirin. And it's going to have less things, even though it's built on there. So I couldn't agree more. And I think that's a great way to start by taking our listeners outside the box. Now I'm going to ask you the question, and you can answer. Please answer it honestly. Did you get a chance to listen to any of my shows before you came on?
Okay, say that one more time.
Did you get a chance to listen to any of my shows before you came on?
Yes. Yeah, I reviewed some of them on online. I was prepared. I was prepared.
Good for you.
For you. This isn't my first rodeo in the media, you know.
Oh, no. I've been on a few Fox,
fair and balanced shows in the past. No one's coming. So, anyway.
Yeah. I know what you mean. I've also been on Fox as well. But sometimes people don't always get a chance to. So do you know what the quiz question for this is, or because I don't always ask it?
I don't know. I'm not sure. I'm not sure what you're going to ask me. I'm sort of prepared for anything. So I didn't watch like 30 of them. So I didn't see a pattern. Go for it.
I think crazy is a pattern. You didn't see crazy in all those shows?
Well, that's the world.
Okay, so Chris, so what movie did this come from? Ignore the Man Behind the Curtain.
Oh, that's The Wizard of Oz.
Yeah. And that's
right?
Why the segment is, yep. And that's why the segment is called Taking Them Behind the Curtain. Because I always love the fact that it was the dog that exposed that the great and powerful Oz was really just a shyster from Kansas whose balloon lost control. And I think that there are a lot of shysters out that are trying to be great and powerful and misrepresent things. And so your invitation in this segment is, where would you like to expose people to the misinformation that we've got, and how can the truth make their life better?
Sure. I mean, I wanted to answer this question from the perspective of something I know a whole lot about, so that it had some weight. And kind of following up to what I said about supplements is one of the things that I think people, the shysterism, I guess, is that a word, shysterism?
It is now.
Shysterism is the litany of infomercials playing to people about things that are just absolutely not true, don't deliver, I'm shocked that they happen, and it infuriates me. Because that's a hot button topic for me, but I fight this all the time. And people, well, I watch this infomercial, and so and so who's famous has got a this or a got a that, or this grows hair or this does that, and I'm just like, you know. And I understand the spiritual exchange of money. And here's what I understand is that you know, money and wealth represents an energy that you produce. It's an exchange that we use in the universe and on this planet to live. And a lot of times it's not easy. It takes a lot of growth and a lot of clearing and a lot of things to clear our issues with money. And one of the things that I think gets glossed over is that part of that clearing is understanding that you're not going to buy your way out of a lesson. There are no shortcuts. And that snake oil salesman that you see on the TV in the pretty dress, or maybe they've been a celebrity, have been around for, you know, whatever, you know, and I don't want to step on anybody's business or toes, because, you know, I have a business myself, but I don't, that's just, it's just robbery. It's robbery. And it fires me up every time I think about it. So the answer to that question is, look deeper, listen to what you're really hearing. And if it's too good to be true, that old axiom that our parents taught us way back is still true today. If it's too good to be true, it likely, almost certainly is. And if it's a sure thing, run. Anytime somebody tells you something is an absolute 100% sure thing, run. Run away from it.
Wow. Well, and now we have a plethora of what used to just be limited to TV infomercials, and now you have the mini infomercials on your Facebook line.
Oh, God, the retargeting? It's awful. It's horrible. It's horrible. You can't get away from it. It's overwhelming. I want Facebook to put a button on there that says, okay, I don't want to see any more of this anymore. And it's a shame, because what it does is it steals attention from things that might help somebody or might work, that, you know, just because you were interested in a product or a service or an idea or a theory or whatever, that now you're inundated with this multitude of the same type of stuff. I mean, there's no way one individual could filter through all of that and find the golden nugget. It's just awful. It's horrible. But anyway, sorry to cut you off, but I told you it's a hot topic for me. It's very much a hot topic for me. Because, you know, you and I have to fight through that noise. We have to fight through that noise.
Yeah.
You know, to get our message out, we have to be able to be the light that gets through the cracks of that stuff. And it's not easy.
No, and it's not easy. And part of that is, you know, and I say this about the spiritual gurus that are out there, or these things of, oh, come and I'm gonna wipe out all your karma in a session. Come do this, and you know, and people that are desperate, that want to have a quick fix, and then they end up on my doorstep, and I'm like, it's hard work. We can get there, but I'm gonna work your butt off. And you're going to get homework, and I'm going to use both all of my gifts and talents to hold you accountable to where you want to go, and even question why you want to be there. And yeah, there is no quick fix. And these people go out and they're addicted. They're psychic junkies, or they're addicted to spiritual gurus who don't make them work, instead of sitting down and saying, well, it took me 20, 30, 40, 50 years to create this mess. It may take me a couple of years to get through and sort it out and make it work again. But, you know, it's the fast food. It's the fast food mentality of everything.
Yeah, it's really bled into everything. I mean, it's crazy. At first it bled into books, and now it's bled into everything else. It's like, wow. So you just have to be discerning, and maybe that's the big lesson now. You know, I think everybody would agree that's on any kind of a path that you probably didn't plan a lifetime out with all of the things that entails in order to take some pill or read some book and it suddenly fix everything in your life. It would be the point. So, no. You know, perhaps part of that lesson is that you got to be discerning, and folks are finding that out.
Well, and one of the things that I like to point out, one of my pet peeves or pet topics that I talk about is that, you know, there's been a systematic and intentional destruction of the American cult, the American people's self-worth and self-esteem that's been going on since the 50s. And this destruction of self-worth and self-esteem that constantly hammers you're not good enough, that constantly hammers you're broken, that constantly hammers you need to be fixed, and here's how we're going to fix you. With these designer jeans, with this makeup, with this pill, we're gonna fix you. Well, you're going to fix me because you broke me, because you constantly communicated to me in every form of media out there that somehow I was unlovable, I was wrong, I was too fat, I was too thin, I was too short, I was too tall, I was always something. And, you know, so this has been a systematic destruction that's been going on for almost 70 years since the 50s. And media has come out knowing that the only way you can have clients in Wall Street and Madison Avenue and can make billions of dollars off people. I mean, there are more emotional illnesses and more medicines for them and more, you know, mental illnesses than there's ever been. And media and our society gave them to us. Thoughts.
Right.
That was the extent of your thought, right?
I don't disagree. We sort of gave that a pregnant pause, you know. don't disagree.
Do I have to wait 9 months to see the baby?
Yeah. Well, you know, you're talking about that, and that's, you know, we're going into the fifth generation of this since the 50s. So it's that many generations, and I have American Indians in my family, and they have a saying, and it's kind of a scary one that goes way back. You've probably heard that since you live out west. It takes 7 generations for what one generation does to pass. 7.
Yep.
So whatever one generation does, good or bad, if you want to look at it that way, you know, whatever you want to look at, 7 more generations have to pass before any of that has run its course. Scary stuff. But, you know. American Indians, they kind of know their thing there. You know, they have a very logical, they're logically, what I think is great about that is I think it's funny, people think that people are on a spiritual path, or they're more spiritually inclined, or they believe in something more, the universe, God is all that is, whatever your thing is, are weak. Or they sit around and meditate all day and, you know, they're just going to let life go by. Some of the strongest people I know are spiritual. Loudmouth.
Mm-hmm.
And I try to count myself among them at the appropriate times, but you just don't give up what you know to be true. You just don't do that. And sometimes we have moments like this where it feel like you're alone, but it's exactly what you said. The way things are set up, it's very isolating. We put you in a bubble, so you begin to think you're the only one, and because you're trying to get it through your phone or, you know, through Twitter or through whatever, through some electronic device, you're trying to build your emotional life through that. And you realize those people are, you know, the nature of those algorithms is to give you back. So, you know, there you have it. So it's kind of scary that people think the way they do, but, you know, I think if everybody stands there, well, if you stand your ground and you do it with inclusivity, it kind of goes back to your first topic. If you do it in such a way that's not condescending, because the truth is the truth. I mean, the truth doesn't need help. It stands on its own. It's all the crap that people try to stick to it or reform it. It's what we're seeing right now over in Christianity, which is kind of a sad thing for them. And Catholicism, same thing, is that you've glued all this stuff that's not true to the core truths of those things. And they don't stand up to muster. They fall apart. They fall off. The lies fall down. So the truth is going to be the truth, whatever it is. It's not going to, you know, it's not going to be beat around. It may be covered up with mud for a while. People may try to hide it, but it comes out. It always comes out. I sound like my grandmother.
I know that experience. You sound like your grandmother.
I sound like my grandmother, but it's the truth.
Okay, and now we're going to go on break. We'll be right back with Chris Gibson and him channeling his grandmother here on the Dr. Kevin Show.
The Real Conscious Connection, Om Times Radio, IOM FM. The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for School Girls Project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
More than 24 million Americans have an autoimmune disorder, and that number continues to grow. I'm Sharon Saylor, and I'm one of those 24 million. To put that number in perspective, cancer affects about 9 million and heart disease up to 22 million. That's why I've brought together top experts and those thriving regardless of their diagnosis to bring you the latest, most up-to-date information. Join me, Sharon Saylor, Friday night, 7 p.m. Eastern, for the Autoimmune Hour on Life Interrupted Radio to find out how to live your life uninterrupted.
911, what is your emergency?
My kid shot himself.
All right, where's the wounds?
911, what's your emergency?
Please help. My son shot his brother.
911, what is your emergency?
Okay.
911, please state your emergency.
Every day, 8 kids and teens are unintentionally killed or injured by loaded and unlocked guns.
It wasn't locked.
Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and End Family Fire.
Hello, 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 and welcome back to the last segment of the Dr. Kevin Show here on Om Times. Remember, we are a live call-in show. If you'd like to get involved in this light and lively conversation that tonight's guest, Chris Gibson, and I are having, you may do so by calling 202-570-7057. If you are listening to this as a replay, or even if you're listening to it live, you can go also to facebook.com/mydrkevin. At the top of my page, you will see everything you ever wanted to know about Chris and some things that you didn't. You'll see all of his social media connections and can stalk him thusly. And you can post questions. And if it's for me, I will certainly answer it. And if it's for Chris, I will hunt him down, pick him up by his ankles, and shake an answer out. All right with you, Chris?
That's fine with me.
He's like, get me off this show. Why did I agree?
No.
So here is my favorite section, which is always, what is a load of crap that you want to expose my listeners to? And I'm going to see what you say, because there is another load of crap that I have heard you talk about before, which I'm going to make sure, if we have time, that I have you bring up as well. But go ahead.
Well, I mean, I've kind of covered lots of loads of crap, but I think the biggest load of crap that people buy into is that they can't change anything, that it's too hard, they don't have the right, it's not the right time, I don't have the right resources, I don't have any of those things, and it's a self created load of crap. Granted, it is supported by many of the things that we've already talked about this hour, but abdicating your power in anything, and I think you said that in the beginning, talked about you need to stand up and be heard, not be a, would you call it an armchair side, would you call it an armchair critic?
Yeah.
Right? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
And I think that that's the most dangerous. Yeah, that's the most dangerous one. The most dangerous load of crap is the one that we hand ourselves, that we can't do anything about it. We can't make a difference. We can't change anything. And granted, that's a little tough to take sometimes, but it is, I guarantee you, and all of mine, I don't know, what are we, 55 now. So I see things differently than I did in my 20s, and yet I have a very young following because I deal with acne problems and skin stuff and self-esteem issues and things like that. And that is the one thing that I work hardest with, is for people not to buy the line, there is something wrong with you. Unless you went out and murdered somebody, stole from somebody, or said, there is nothing wrong with you. And even in those cases, there may be some things we should work on. But in general, people have this feeling that there's something wrong with them, that they've done something somewhere, and then and the spiritual folks are not immune. They think it's in another lifetime. They reach out and go, oh, well, none of it in this lifetime is in the last lifetime. So when you tell yourself those things, when you have that kind of self-talk, you limit your ability to move forward. And it's a lie. And the universe is always moving. We're always moving. Standing still, you're moving back. You're moving one way or the other. So that is in our face right now. It is in every – I haven't met a single person, and I've traveled outside the country the last few years, and it's everywhere, that isn't facing this BS in their face from the world at large. The world trying to tell you how it is when that's not how it is. And it can be very convincing. That's a big load of crap. Especially if you have several countries buying into it. And we are not going to go backwards. We're not. That this is the way things work. We may struggle and we may go zigzaggy, but we're not going to go backwards. So whatever this wish is that certain people in power have right now of going back the way it was is a giant load of crap. That's the biggest one of all, because that's not how the universe works. Nothing works in reverse. So from the Big Bang on, we've been moving forward ever since. So we'll move forward. So don't tell yourself those lies that you don't have any power and that you don't make a difference and that you can't change anything for yourself or someone else. That's just BS. So there it is. Biggest load of crap is the one we tell ourselves to keep us from doing stuff that we know we should do. How's that?
Well, I think that that's just fine. And I think that builds on what we talked about in the last segment about the systematic destruction of self-worth and self-esteem, because that's why we tell ourselves that load of crap. We tell ourselves that we can't because there's some part of us inside that drank the Kool-Aid that we weren't somehow good enough or bright enough, or that we were, there was something wrong with us when all we were doing was being our unique self. And, so there's a lot of that stuff out there. And I'm going to go back now to the first segment for a second, because one of the things I love that Mayor Pete said was, you know, you can't let the Republicans try to drag you back to the 50s. It's not going to happen. And you can't let the Democrats drag you back to the 90s. It's not going to happen.
Nope.
And we have to look at how do we move forward. And
you're 100% on. I tell friends, you know, I have people ask me, how come you don't get rattled in this stuff when it comes up? And I said, you know what? You just look at it. When you know what you know and you know who you are, and this is why it's important not to tell yourself stories, but when you know who you are, you just look at the person, you let them go, and you go, what a load of crap. Because all souls know. They know. They know. They just want to tell it to you so they feel better about their decision-making process. I mean, you know when you're hearing BS. You know it. And I think what you just said is just so the thing. We are not going backwards. You know, I think what Obama called this 4 years, he said, was going to be a comma. Feels more like a semicolon to me, but whatever. It was going to be a comma. And I agree with that still, that we rushed forward in so many ways, so many great ways, that then the universe is very much like that. It's never a straight line. It's kind of this, what do you call it, like a pendulum swinging. And so sometimes you have to turn around and look at, the lion you just escaped to understand how you need to move forward. And I think that's where we are now. And it's a very important for people like Mayor Pete and people like you and me and everybody else to speak their truths, but to also understand that there are other perspectives, other versions, visions and everything, and to be respectful of that. And I think that is the way forward. I had my year of bashing. I was so frustrated and angry about it. And then it sort of became, I was like, oh, well, I'm just as bad as the people. That makes me the same thing. So how do I approach all of this and keep moving forward? Because nothing's been lost. We haven't lost anything. We've just taken a moment, and it's a comma. And I think I am excited about what's coming. I think it's going to be great, because if you look at the history of things, recorded history of things, it's always been that way. It will be, that's one thing you can be sure of. We'll leap forward again, you know, and, you know, just understand that people who get left behind become radical. And that's what we have now, with a lot of radical people that aren't going to get their way, because it's just not how the universe works. It just doesn't work that way. That equation doesn't work, doesn't come out the way that they think it does. So that's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
You stick, Chris. You stick for all your work. Part of it is, I don't know if you've heard this. Do you know what the most dangerous part of an earthquake is?
The aftershock.
The aftershock.
Yeah.
And 8 years of Obama was an earthquake for this country.
Oh, yeah.
And Trump is the aftershock. And part of it is that they're telling the people the lies that those people want to hear. We're going to bring back the good old days. We're going to bring it back. And we know that's not going to happen. We know that within our lifetime, the white folk are going to become the minority in this country. It's going to happen.
Yep.
And this scares people whose whole value is wrapped up in either toxic masculinity or being the white folk.
Mm-hmm.
You know, being the
That's the same. That's the same group of people that avoids ancestry.com like the plague. They don't want to know because we're all the same. Yeah, we're all the same. It's just, you know that, and I know that, and it's tiring. But I think what I'm seeing is that it's starting to dawn on people that the 50s are not coming back. The 90s are certainly not coming back. And I think that as that happens, there are some disappointed people, but it all goes back to the same thing. You have to grow. And oftentimes when you grow, it's not comfortable. And growing economically is not comfortable. It means you might have to move. You might have to learn a new trade. You might have to leave where you are and learn something about the world. And we're faced with, I have family, and I can speak this from the heart. I have family who have never left the town they're in. I don't visit very often. And their perspective is very different than mine, who left for a job and traveled all over and then had all this weird success happen and things that they don't really understand. So you can imagine visiting the conversation about me turned away after about 10 minutes. But it's important that those folks get the understanding, and the only way to get that across is to not be condescending. You know what I mean? It's all the things we were talking about. It's speaking your truth, living your truth, being of service. Because I've always said, you can't be in a selfish place, a nasty place, or a mean place, or a judgy place if you're serving somebody. If you're helping, the two things just cannot live in your head at the same time, or your soul, or your heart. So if you're about service to people, and that's not going to church and listening to the preacher, that's doing something that makes the world a better place, whether that's picking up garbage on the side of the street or whatever it is, you just can't be in that negative place at the same time. It doesn't work. You know?
Yeah.
So it's about, and that's a universal lesson, you know?
Well, you know, it's interesting because there's been such a perversion. And one of the things that you said about, you know, when my father, who I called Papa decided that he was going to go back to his hometown, which was a small podunk town and up in East Bum, whatever, Maine. And he went back there to finish the rest of his life. It was a town he grew up in. He still had some siblings alive. And he just decided that what he was going to do. And Papa was very traveled and very international and stuff like this. And when I would go visit him, he would say, you know, you can't, they're ignorant. And yes, they choose to stay that way, but you have to have, they never got out. So you just, you know, you just smile and you nod and you don't fight with
mm-hmm.
them, you know. And he'd say, he'd be like, you know, you might as well go out in the field and fight with the jackass.
Yeah.
You're going to get just as far. And so he was always trying to get me to understand of like where people come from and where they never got a chance to go and how they came up. But when he got sick and I was going to move and did. With my significant other, and so when him and I were going to move to live with my father and take care of him because he needed some assistance, I literally had family members call me up and say that they'd take care of him, that I wasn't welcome, that they didn't want my kind in their town.
And I
tried very hard to remember everything that my father tried to teach me from a place of compassion and love and feel bad for people that are stuck there because they're not living joyful lives. They're not really happy.
No, not at all. Not at all.
No.
That is plain to see. That is so plain to see.
And, you know, and they're people out of sync with the world. And, you know, and I can't say that what they said didn't tick me off. My response is, well, show me a deed to the town and you can keep me out. And I moved there anyways. But, you know, I tried to keep, and, you know, and when he said that they're ignorant, he didn't say it insultingly. He said it is just, they just are. They're very, they only listen to people that agree to them, agree with them. And this is what I think is, you know, they're not stupid, they're ignorant, because they won't open themselves up to not be ignorant. And that doesn't necessarily make them stupid, because there's a difference between stupidity and ignorance.
Yes, absolutely there is.
And ignorance is about ignoring anything other than what you have accepted to be true, which is how religions flourish and are cults. Let's face it. Almost every major religion is a cult by the definition of it.
And I think the creators of those things knew that there would become a time. That's what they all refer to as the Armageddon thing. The Armageddon isn't what they say it is. What it is that all of those things that stray from universal truth fall apart eventually. You outgrow them. So you give people a set of rules, whether it's humanity or a smaller group, and they learn and they evolve and they grow, and then they start to grow beyond it. And that's why I said the people that get left behind, that stay stuck in that, become more and more radical as they watch things not happen the way that they wish they would happen.
So I want to thank Chris Gibson. There's so many other things I want to talk to you about. At some point, Chris, tell me you're going to come back and have more conversations.
Oh, sure we will. We'll do that for sure.
Great. Thank you for being on.